Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Book 3. Editorial Note. This book refers to several diagrams and tables, which may be found in the accompanying textual version of the book found at the same FCIT website. Chapter 1. Symbols and Cells. First, let us suppose that the biliteral diagram is an enclosure assigned to a certain class of things which we have selected as our universe of discourse, or more briefly, as our univ. For example, we might say, let univ be books, and we might imagine the biliteral diagram to be a large table assigned to all books. The reader is strongly advised, in reading this chapter, not to refer to the above diagram, but to draw a large one for himself without any letters, and to have it by him while he reads, and keep his finger on that particular part of it about which he is reading. Secondly, let us suppose that we have selected a certain adjunct which we may call X, and have divided the large class to which we have assigned the whole diagram into the two smaller classes whose differentiae are X and not X, which we may call X, and that we have assigned the north half of the diagram to the one which we may call the class of X things, or the X class, and the south half to the other, which we may call the class of X prime things, or the X prime class. For example, we might say, let X mean old, so that X prime will mean new, and we might suppose that we had divided books into the two classes whose differentiae are old and new, and had assigned the north half of the table to old books, and the south half to new books. Thirdly, let us suppose that we have selected another adjunct which we may call Y, and have subdivided the X class into the two classes whose differentiae are Y and Y prime, and that we have assigned the northwest cell to the one which we may call the XY class, and the northeast cell to the other which we may call the XY prime class. For example, we might say, let Y mean English, so that Y prime will mean foreign, and we might suppose that we had subdivided old books into the two classes whose differentiae are English and foreign, and had assigned the northwest cell to old English books and the northeast cell to old foreign books. Fourthly, let us suppose that we have subdivided the X prime class in the same manner, and have assigned the southwest cell to the X prime Y class, and the southeast cell to the X prime Y prime class. For example, we might suppose that we had subdivided new books into the two classes new English books and new foreign books, and had assigned the southwest cell to the one and the southeast cell to the other. It is evident that if we had begun by dividing for Y and Y prime, and had then subdivided for X and X prime, we should have got the same four classes. Hence, we see that we have assigned the west half to the Y class, and the east half to the Y prime class. Thus, in the above example, we should find that we had assigned the west half of the table to English books, and the east half to foreign books. We have, in fact, assigned the four books, quarters of the table, to four different classes of books, as shown in the accompanying table. The reader should carefully remember that in such a phrase as the X things, the word things means that particular kind of things to which the whole diagram has been assembled. Thus, if we say, let univ be books, we mean that we have assigned the whole diagram to books. In that case, if we took X to mean old, the phrase the X things would mean the old books. The reader should not go to the next chapter until he is quite familiar with the blank diagram I have advised him to draw. He ought to be able to name instantly the adjunct assigned to any compartment named in the right-hand column of the accompanying table. Also, he ought to be able to name instantly the compartment assigned to any adjunct named in the left-hand column. To make sure of this, he had better put the book into the hands of some genial friend, while he himself has nothing but the blank diagram, and get that genial friend to question him on this table, dodging about as much as possible. The questions and answers should be something like this. Editorial note. What follows is Table 1. The questions immediately following are based on this table, which can be found in the accompanying textual version of this article on the FCIT website. Table 1, Questions. Question. Adjunct for West Half? Answer. Y. Question. Compartment for XY prime? Answer. Northeast cell. Question. Adjunct for Southwest cell? Answer. X prime Y. And so on and so forth. After a little practice, he will find himself able to do without the blank diagram and will be able to see it mentally, in my mind's eye, Horatio, while answering the questions of his genial friend. When this result has been reached, he may safely go on to the next chapter. The end of Chapter 1. Read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.